Hey, good morning. It is straight up 8 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310 96.7. The Ticket. That's T-Box. I'm Rick Arnett. That's Craig Rosengarten. Word with Avid Golfer Magazine. The new January issue should be out shortly. T-Box proudly sponsored by Glenfiddich Scotch. Ideal Golfer, where you can pick up rounds at the Territory, Upland, Oklahoma. Top 5 rated course. Play unlimited golf for a day. $48. And people from Dallas, they love driving up there. It's about a 3.5-hour drive, but they love it.
Yeah.
So you have till tomorrow to pick that up, actually Monday.
I also did a couple product deals that we normally never do, but yeah. I did. We have three great shirts and a 6-ball pack of Strixon Q-Stars.
Okay.
For $39.
Nice.
All these shirts are $65 or more retail.
You can rotate them.
Three of them for $39 and a 6-pack of balls.
Pretty sweet. And also the Avid Golfer Passbook, the brand new one, 2018. 50 rounds of golf, 4 food units. We have Strixon golf balls up to 2 dozen, by the way, and that's only $49.
But that's been popular this year.
That has been popular. We're at the greatness of Crest Cars today, our home away from home, the last Saturday of every month. We're at the Infinity sign today in the customer lounge. We'll be here till 10 o'clock today. And it's the day before New Year's Eve. It's another week that Craig has been wearing a sling. It's
starting to get. Although I've been told that I went to the doctor 4.5 more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you get anchors.
Yeah,
not like I'm the only guy. Funny story about this. Can I tell him a funny story?
Sure, you can tell a funny story.
So, two things cause me pain. Putting on my left sock,
mm-hmm.
and trying to, so it's my left arm.
Right.
Trying to wash under my right arm.
Mine was trying to wash my back with my right arm when I had my shoulder surgery. I couldn't bend it more than, I couldn't even touch my left shoulder.
So we had a little powwow in the office yesterday, and I was telling both Rick and Laura, who runs Ideal Golfer for us, and that, it's the two things. I said, I can't do anything about the sock except, you know.
That's
but washing under my arm, because I'm one of those guys that I have any sniff of any BO, man. I'm jumping in the shower right then, and I'm spraying myself with anything.
Probably there with you.
I just can't stand that. So figured out I'm going to go try to find one of those suction hooks and stick a rag on top of it and just go over and just put my arm underneath of it.
Yeah, that solution sounded
and Rick just goes,
feeble.
Why don't you go to Bed Bath & Beyond and get one of those loofahs that's on a stick.
On a stick, yep. Scratch your back.
I was like, geez, never knew those existed. So sure enough, I went to Walgreens yesterday, and there's mm-hmm. a whole row of them.
Yep. Genius.
Pulled one out, and my armpits are really clean today.
That's awesome.
So now you know.
I'm more intrigued by
I was actually so happy to use that thing this morning.
I'm actually more intrigued by your first solution. Trying to pick up your arm, your
my good
hurt arm.
Arm. No, my good arm. I can wash this
right,
one. My
right.
It's my good arm. I can't get over there. That's what I'm using all the time. If I'm going to sweat in one, it's going to be in that one. I got to wash this thing.
It's amazing what you can adapt to. Because anything that alters our daily customs, our tradition, our routine.
Yep.
It's a pain in the rear, man.
Yep.
No matter what it is. Although, I'll tell you, it's probably better for our brains because we have to think.
Yeah.
Because going through the same routine every day, you get nowhere. It's the same thing. You're on autopilot. So they say, you know, if you're worried about, you know, down the road, worried about dementia, Alzheimer's, and all that kind of stuff, is you try and do something different every day. And that, and you having to adapt.
Yeah.
Because you're it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. So I'm hopeful that the sock thing might get a little bit easier.
It should.
Because it's cold. You can't not wear one.
Just keep one on all the time. You always wear white socks anyway. Why? How often do you need to change them?
Every day.
Do you?
Yes. I'm wearing dirty
sneaky
socks.
Feet? You got sneaky feet? Yeah, I might be a little more cavalier about that than you. We have Kern out here engineering. 13 years, you said, Kern?
Yeah, 13 years.
Dang. It's going to be starting our 24th year on the T-Box. How about that next year, January 24th? Back in the station, Dave Wilson, good morning.
Hello.
Now, Dave has been working feverishly because this is the last show of the year, and we figured we'd deliver back to the P1s some of our most ridiculous e-brakes of the year and all time. So we'll do that.
So was Qantas a this year or all-timer?
No, that was, I think, last year, actually.
Yeah. Qantas does not have a U in it,
correct?
It does not.
It's QA.
So I was right.
That was you were right.
Yeah, that happens more often than not.
Hmm.
We'll talk about convicted in a,
okay, that's two.
At some point.
Two out of how many years?
Yeah, that's two.
And we have Russell Scott doing tickers twice an hour.
Greetings,
morning, Russell.
Guys.
And you did a lot of dry dock duty?
I have been doing a lot of dry dock duty. By the way, I wanted to shout out to CB, buddy of mine, who lives down in Fort Bend County. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago when I was on with you guys, sent me a text. He was he's a big golfer and listens to the show every weekend.
Nice.
Screw
Thanks,
him.
CB.
Well, hey, while we're doing shout-outs then, one of our best listeners
comes payola. No.
It's Tiger Woods' birthday today.
Yeah.
But it's also Nate Hamilton's birthday today.
Yes, the bearded one.
The bearded one. So happy birthday to our pal.
He does have a lush beard. I'll give him that. He's very, I know you don't watch it, but he could be a fill in a Game of Thrones just like that.
Yeah, I don't watch it, but that's cool.
Yeah. He's got a very, very luxurious beard. All right. So we have a lot of stuff to get to today. Up next, it'll be kind of a data dump. And I've come up with my two favorite, and I use them every year at this time, my two favorite over-the-counter medicines that never fail.
Huh.
We'll tell you what those are next on The Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. Broadcast.
The Ticket.
Award-winning par 3 course, one of the best in the Texas. Every hole over water, so get your short game in order and check it out today. Westdale Hills over in Euless, and I can't wait to hear what you think. Let me know, and tell me you're on The Ticket.
The phone number.
Forgot the phone number.
888-something.
I don't remember. Oh, wait. Oh, here it is. 888-218-0671. 888-218-0671. Thank you, Westdale.
Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. But we realize that the only difference between a Harley and a Hoover is the position of the dirt bag.
So a little T-Box and Ticket trivia. That was the genesis. That award-winning Westdale Hills live spot was, after every live spot, Mike Reiner would say, thank you, whoever.
Right.
So that's the genesis of that. He did that for a number of years.
Thank you, T-Speed.
Yeah, T-Speed. Jesus. All right, T-Box out at Crest Cars today in Frisco. We'll be here till 10 o'clock today. We should have some award-winning specials. There are only 2 days left in the month. This is, I think it's...